I'm gonna milk this shit. I'm gonna fucking milk it.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris Hayner.
I'm John Michael.
How are you, John?
I'm great. How are you?
Not bad. I'm coming to you from the new world headquarters of Dance Monkey Dance Podcasting.
And what a lush, well-appointed office you are in.
I know. It's a big empty room right now.
It's great.
Family's not coming for another week, so I'm having to make do. Sleeping on the floor, eating off of paper plates, you know.
Oh, it looks kind of sad.
It is, but it's all worth it. It's all going to shake out in a week anyway, so.
Of course.
You know, whatever. I witnessed yesterday, John, a bit of humanity, bad humanity. And I posted it on Facebook, but I thought I'd tell you the story anyway.
Okay.
I decided yesterday to go to Chick-fil-A for lunch because we didn't have those in Arkansas, and I figured, what the hell. Now that I'm in South Carolina and I actually have access to them, I might as well eat there. And there was a really long line in the drive-thru, so I figured, oh, fuck it, I'll just go inside and I'll get something to go. And I placed my order, and I walked in just ahead of a baseball team full of, like, 8 and 9-year-olds. They came walking in after me, so I'm standing to the side, and I'm waiting for my food, and there was a woman, I guess she was behind me, because it was the same line I was in, and the woman at the register asked her, you know, it was one of those questions, well, do you want fries, or do you want, like, fruit, or something like that, and she said, well, I don't know, let me go find out. So she runs to the table, and she comes back, and the guy behind her thinks that he's being cut in front of. It was maybe 5 seconds after she had left. She comes back and she said, excuse me, I just need to finish my order. And he starts screaming at her. He starts calling her a fat cunt and how dare she cut in front of him. And now, keep in mind, there's a baseball team full of 8-year-olds standing there. And she's like, excuse me? And the woman behind the counter is like, she didn't cut in front of you. We didn't finish her order. And he turns to her and he goes, fuck you. And he starts, like, screaming. And now the parents of all little baseball kids are getting angry. And he's like, one of the guys is like, you need to watch your mouth in front of these kids. And the guy's like, well, fuck you too. And he's like, I'm yelling at this fat cunt. Don't you dare tell me what to do. So fuck you too. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, there's going to be a fist fight. And the one guy's like, you want to step outside and handle this? And the guy who's screaming is like, fuck you too. And now, like, guys are, like, moving towards him and he's backing up out of the restaurant. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. I can't wait for this. And he's standing there and he gets in the doorway. And he looks around the restaurant because now everybody's staring at the guy. And he's like, fuck you all. I'm never fucking coming here again. Fuck you all and fuck you, you fat cunt. And he turns around and he walks out. And I'm like, oh, dear God. It's like, I moved out of Arkansas to get away from this. And here it is following me. So do you think it's me? You think I'm a bad influence on people? I mean, I didn't do anything.
No, I just think people are bad. I just think that, you know, people suck.
You know, and as a parent, I probably would have taken the same stand as the other parents. Like, if my daughter had been there, like, you're cursing in front of everybody, you're saying shit you shouldn't be saying. You know, shut the hell up, go outside, leave if you're going to, but don't make a scene.
Right.
But, you know, at the same time, I was like, a little part of me wanted to see a fist fight, I think.
Between the woman and the guy?
No, between like the father of one of the baseball kids and this dude. He like oh my God, you should have seen it. I mean, if you're pissed off about something, like if you think somebody cut you off in line, tap her on the shoulder and say, "I was next in line." But don't go off on him. I mean, I know I've had my share of putting my foot in my mouth for certain things, but I have never screamed at somebody over something like that, and then when I found out I was wrong, go off even more. So, I don't know. I just thought it was weird, and I thought I would share it. Because, you know, I think our listeners come to expect weird things in my life to be brought up.
I think so. I think that's why they turn in. That's why.
Other than that, I had an okay week, so, you know, that was the highlight, really.
And quite a highlight it was.
It was.
Now I was just waiting for you to finish the story with, and that's how I met the mayor of Charleston.
This was actually Goose Creek. This wasn't actually Charleston.
Oh, okay. Goose Creek. Whatever.
Goose Creek, yeah.
Same difference.
It's the classy section of town.
supposedly. Yes. sure, it's called Goose Creek.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Quack. Whatever. So, how was your week? What happened with you?
Well, I had a kind of interesting week.
Yeah.
I think you're probably familiar with the whole cult of motivational speakers, you know, the Tony Robbins, the Joel Osteens, these kind of people.
I know of them. I've never been to one of their little, like,
seminars?
Shows. Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
Nope. Because you don't want to spend $10,000 for an afternoon of just kind of being hyped up?
No, I don't have that kind of money.
I approached it with a very open mind because I wasn't really taking part. I was working behind the scenes on this.
Okay.
But since I was there, I figure, well, I could sleep or I could listen or I could be put to sleep by listening. It's very interesting what qualifies somebody to be a motivational speaker these days.
Yeah.
If you manage a Domino's, you can receive a VIP tour guide and become a motivational speaker by just being loud and hyper.
Well, isn't that the trademark of these people, loud and hyper?
That is the trademark. And I think that if you talk to people who go to these events and say, well, what did you learn? They're kind of going to be really excited and really ready to go. And it's like, well, you know, how's this going to help you? It's like, exactly. Because you really learn anything. I think if you learned anything, it's that to get ahead, you have to be an obnoxious asshole.
Yeah.
Before, during the sound check for one of these speakers, and this is a somewhat well-known speaker. He's been around for quite a while. Was integral in the beginning days of AOL, when AOL was the internet.
Right.
And when he was just hanging out in the tech booth, he was, you know, telling us stories. And we're like, oh, that's kind of cool. You know, this guy's had some interesting experiences. Well, we didn't know that word for word, his banter was actually part of his script. So it wasn't that he was, you know, being social, waiting for his chance to go on stage. It was, this is all he knows.
He was running through his act?
He was doing his act for us. And it's okay. More power to you. Because it was kind of, I mean, it was interesting to hear, you know, these people and how they get ahead and how they get all these people to follow them and hang on their every word, and then suddenly they're getting, you know, $20,000 an hour to do these speeches. It's like, really? Because what I came away with is, if you're loud and you're kind of funny, you can make a lot of money just talking at people and telling them things they already know. Stuff like, believe in yourself. You can do this. Find your inner strength. If you find what makes you happy, the money will follow. Like, well, yeah. But for, you know, a $10,000 seminar, I could buy a hell of a lot of lottery tickets and have a better chance at making my $1 million than listening to your bullshit. And when I look at, like, the really, really big ones, you know, like the Tony Robbins,
yeah,
who's got Oprah walking on fire. Oh, my God. Big, fat Oprah walking across the coals. Or maybe it was a barbecue. One or the other. It's like, people really buy this shit. But then they walk away, and they're no better off than they were.
Right.
So if you want to spend $10,000, drop me a note, and I'll give you my phone number, and you can send me the check. And I'm going to tell you, you are a great person. You're an amazing person. You are so talented. You are so sociable. You are such an incredible human being. You are the best mom, dad, baby brother in the world. And you're going to make it. Your dreams are going to come true. Say it with me. My dreams are going to come true. Come on, Chris. Say it. Say it.
My dreams are going to come true.
That's all right. Okay, now I want you to set your camping mat on fire and walk across it. Because it's going to help you. It's going to prove you can do anything. But I did a little bit of research, and you know what?
What?
It's really not a big deal to walk across burning embers.
No, they actually did it on Mythbusters.
Yes, because the skin on the sole of your feet is about 25 times thicker than any other skin on your body.
Right.
Now, if you were going to, like, butt scooch across the fire, would not recommend it.
Yeah, and it's something like the amount of time your feet are actually in contact with the coals are insignificant to any damage your feet get.
Exactly. But these people pay thousands of dollars for the opportunity.
Yeah.
So again, I will come to your house. We'll have a cookout. And then I'm going to pour the coals out on your patio. We'll walk through it. You'll write me a check. And you'll be no better off than you were.
And you'll be motivational speaker John.
I will. I will. So, and it was.
Go ahead.
It was really funny that these people were being told things that the whole point of motivational speaking is to make money.
Right.
And possibly to help people make money. And they're talking about tweeting and Twittering and Facebooking and Pinterest and all of these things. And I'm like, when are you going to put down the video camera or your iPad and spend time with your kids? Because your kids are standing behind you while you're videotaping something, and you're not going to watch this videotape. We all know it.
Right.
We've got boxes of home movies from way back when we were kids that nobody's watched once. I don't get it. Stop trying to hack your life. Stop the journaling. Stop the vlogging. If you want to blog once a week for, you know, an hour just to get your creative spirit out there and whatever, you know, here's some pictures I took of the kids in the park. Aren't they cute? That's great. And I'm sure the 12 people who read your blog will appreciate it.
So what you're saying, John, is stop the insanity.
Stop the insanity. That's it. Stop the P90X. Because this goes back, like, do you remember the old days when Richard Simmons always had these weight loss scams on TV? You know, the Deal-A-Meal.
Yes.
And he'd have sweating to the oldies and, you know, moaning to the 80s and all that crap, where you'd see a room full of enormously fat people, like, just raising their arms with a can of Coke in each hand and telling them that, you know, you're beautiful, you're great, you're going to lose weight, this is amazing, you're getting fit. No, they're not. They're not. That's why when you see the P90X commercials, it's not a bunch of fat fucks doing the exercises. Right. It's a bunch of Navy SEALs and models. Just stop it. I'll go to my gym tomorrow. I'll take a video of the fat girl on the treadmill. I'll sell it to you for $19.95. And you will get just as much out of that as you will for three easy payments of $29.95 for, you know, the door gym.
Did I ever tell you I met Richard Simmons once?
He didn't drop his keys, did he?
No. No, he was doing a weight loss seminar at the Seaview Square Mall in New Jersey.
A bunch of fat people.
And it was, I guess one of my friend's mothers wanted to go and meet him, so we stood in line and shook his hand and met him. It was really bizarre.
He, like, slip you the finger?
No, but we were younger, and he kept, like, leering at us. It was really
weird.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hey, kids, I have one piece of a Kit Kat bar in my pocket if you want.
So was this a motivational session for motivational speakers, because there was
it was a motivational session for social media bloggers.
And there was more than one motivational speaker?
There were dozens.
And they were all saying the same thing?
Oh, exactly the same thing. Some of them had better slides than others. But it was all the same shit. And I just wanted to say, people, why? Why? I'll tell you the same thing.
You guys should have started a drinking game. You know, anytime somebody says believe in yourself, you take a drink. And then just start passing it out.
Put it under the table before 9 a.m. It's the kind of fun it was. Wow. It was quite eye-opening. I was waiting for them to actually, like, come up and waterboard somebody out of the audience. Because if you need to walk on coals to get motivated, there's something else wrong with you.
Yeah, I mean, that's depression. If you need something that extreme.
I don't know. I just think it's stupidity. Because for me, a paycheck is motivation. Because I know if I don't get my ass out of bed, I'm not going to have a paycheck.
Yeah.
And eventually it's back to ramen noodles and peanut butter crackers. And, you know, I'm too old for that crap. It was just a lot of fun in the wrong ways. You know, don't dwell on what went wrong. Dwell on what went right. Really?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's just everyday advice that people give you.
You know, at one point, one of the speakers made a comment, and somebody from the audience, you know, threw out, "Nice altitude!"
Oh, jeez.
See? See? We all know these stupid things. We've heard them before. You know, I think one of the most important pieces of advice I've ever heard was, you can complain that roses have thorns, or you can rejoice that thorns have roses. Do you know who said that?
God, no. Who?
It was a very wise man. It was Ziggy.
That you're going to say, like, Charlie Brown or somebody.
That's pretty close. If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. Don't complain. Fuck you! I'm going to complain because I work with a bunch of lazy assholes who don't do their job. And no matter how great my attitude is, that lazy MF-er next to me still isn't doing their job. Now, true. I could walk on the hot coals of his burning body. That might help. But it's just craziness that, you know, there are all these people who's thinking like, oh my God, I learned so much from this. This is amazing. You know, I'm going to Twitter every day. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to give myself 8 minutes a day for myself. I'm going to put it on my calendar. And it's going to pop up that, you know, I have an 8 minute appointment with myself. I'm going to listen to music. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to close my eyes. And that's the moment your boss is going to walk into your office.
Or what if you have like a kid that's screaming that needs to be changed or, you know, in the middle of 8 minutes?
This is my 8 minutes.
It's just for you.
It is just for me. All I'm saying, it is just for me.
I wonder what these people are lacking in their lives that could help them.
They need a lot of acceptance. That's what I'm saying.
That's so weird.
They were unloved as children. They're unloved as adults. That's all I gotta say.
I mean, were they normal looking people, or did they look like they needed help?
They were as normal as anybody you'd see at the Target. Notice I didn't say Walmart.
Right.
You know, they were moms, dads, a couple of grandparents, you know. But they believed that, you know, this is going to change their life. It's all it's going to take. It's all they need. That's... little walk on the fire.
so weird. Did they actually do a walk on the fire, or was it just
a metaphor? No, but one of them actually made a woman plank. So, yeah, you know?
Oh, that's funny.
It was funny in a very sad way. I understand being positive. I understand trying to, you know, defeat the haters. Don't hate the haters, hate the player, hate the game.
Now, I'm not, you know that I'm not a religious person, John, but really? I would think that people could get probably the same talk without the $10,000 if they just went and talked to, like, a preacher.
I bet you'd get the same talk if you went to a bartender. As long as you tipped him well.
Right. Well, yeah, if you're going to put 10 grand in the tip jar.
Well, not even that. You don't even need 10 grand. You know?
20 spot and he's good.
Sure. Why not? You know, a couple shots of whiskey and, you know, oh, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. My girlfriend left me. My kid came out black. I can't, you know.
Or maybe just talking to a friend or something. I mean, there's got to be a better way to get
advice. See, I don't know if these people have friends.
Oh, you think it's that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think that's kind of what it is. But I think when it all comes down to it, I think George Carlin kind of summed it up. George Carlin said, if you need motivation, you probably need more than motivation. You probably need chemical intervention or brain surgery. Because actually, if you ask me, this country could do with a little less motivation.
Yeah.
The people who are causing all the trouble seem highly motivated to me. So maybe if everybody just backs off. takes their 8 minutes to meditate. Listen to some AC/DC. Or Andrea Bocelli. Whatever you're into. You know, whatever.
Oh, I think Highway to Hell would be good for 8 minutes.
I think so, too.
Or you think that'd funk them out even more?
I don't know. You know, if you need somebody to love you, buy a puppy.
Now, were they trying to sell things to them as far
well,
as,
the
like...
Well, this was the whole give them the first one free and they'll come back kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Here, listen to me now and then join my website and come to my seminar and, you know, and they're saying things like, you know, if you send me a Twitter when I'm in your town and I have time, I'll meet you for coffee. Because, you know, I never know who's got great ideas and who people are. So, you know, if I got time, I'll meet you for a cup of coffee. Really? Really? Because I might meet you for a cup of coffee with a baseball bat. And then I'll be motivated.
So it was like a bunch of motivational speakers trying to sell their shitty wares. Okay.
Exactly. And the whole point was you all have something to sell. So, you know, you do the Twitter thing so people go to your website. And then they go to your website and they click on your links because you've got advertising dollars coming in. And that's how you make money.
Okay. See, that's not true because we have a good following of people that listen to this show. I'm assuming most of them aren't on Twitter because we only have a couple followers on Twitter. Not that it's a big thing, but Twitter does not work that way. If you're not somebody who people know, no, not a lot of people are really going to follow you. So I don't know. What are you doing?
I'm just reading Nathan Fillion's latest tweet from 12 minutes ago.
Is he trying to sell something?
I'm going to go live tweet the Firefly Marathon for a few. Unless somebody tweets me the pic of me in rollerblades.
See, you're following Nathan Fillion because he's somebody that you know.
Well, yeah, and I'm kind of interested in Nathan Fillion.
And how many times have you ever perused the public timeline and said, oh, there's somebody I want to follow?
Never.
See? So that's all bullshit.
Yes.
Twitter's just a way to keep up with famous people.
Twitter's just a way to kill time. Because there's some really freaking funny tweeters out there.
There are.
You know, the Jungle Cruise characters in Adventureland are on Twitter. The wildebeest said, "You want to know why elephants never forget? We never tell them anything." See? That's funny.
Well, there you go. So everybody listening that's on Twitter should go follow the Adventureland characters.
You should follow Jungle Cruise.
Jungle Cruise.
At Jungle Cruise. Yes.
You following any politicians, John?
Oh, God, no. God, no. No. Yes.
Well, see, maybe... I wonder how many of these motivational speakers actually tweet motivational things without it being having a link to their website and trying to sell something.
Well, one of them from the convention this week has just tweeted, "Heading to check out Nemo at Epcot." Yeah.
Okay, so not every tweet is a sale.
That's correct.
Okay.
But then, of course, Perez Hilton just said, "That which is destined to be yours, no one can take away." So, just, you know, be aware, because...
So what you're saying is Perez Hilton could be a motivational speaker?
I think he thinks he is.
Yeah. Well, see, okay, so for instead of that 10 grand, you could just go on Twitter and follow the Dalai Lama, who tweets something motivational every day. You could follow George Takei.
And that's entertaining.
That's right.
That's very entertaining. Oh, my.
See, all kinds of things.
Yes, there are all kinds of things. Emperor Palpatine just tweeted, "I quite enjoy it every time when the Empire strikes back." We're halfway there, sort of like you in your evolution from apes to something intelligent. Part 4 of the experiment begins.
Who said that?
Emperor Palpatine.
Oh, well, at least he's in evolution.
Well, he also said something, something, something Kardashian, something, 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 fuck everyone. If for nothing else, if you follow the right people, you get a little chuckle every so often.
You do. Did you see the picture that was floating around Facebook the other day, speaking of Palpatine, where they...
Yes, of the Pope.
They superimposed Palpatine over the Pope?
Yes.
That's good stuff right there.
Yes. Oh, Cher wants to play Justin Bieber's great-grandmother in his Lifetime story.
We were on such a roll, and now you're just going to start reading tweets?
Yes.
What else, John? Who else is tweeting?
Oh, I don't know. A bunch of those little twerps from Glee, but they have nothing to say. Leah Michelle's doing a photo shoot for Candies.
Ooh.
Can't wait to see those pictures.
Who
my God.
Leah Michelle?
She's the Jew girl on Glee. The one with the big nose and the big boobs.
I don't watch Glee. I don't know.
Well, then you don't know. Yes.
The only person I know from Glee is Jane Lynch.
Yes. Well, let's see what Jane Lynch has to say. She's not a very aggressive Twitterer. She's only got 325 tweets.
You know, I've noticed that it seems like there's a lot of celebrities that either start really strong and then fade away from Twitter. Like it's a cool thing for a couple of weeks. Or they have, like, a machine behind them that they, like, have somebody that tweets for them. I've seen that a lot.
Yes.
But then there are some that are just constant Twitterers and get really annoying at times.
Yes. On April 19th, she said, "Getting a petty on my Glee lunch hour, parked in bank lot, and hope I don't get towed while I'm getting towed."
Sounds vaguely dirty.
It is. It very much is. You know what? Let's see what Mitt Romney's up to.
Oh, jeez. Always got to bring it down, politics. Did you watch Jimmy Kimmel's speech last night at the for the correspondent dinner?
No, I did not.
Oh, very funny. You should see if it's online. He ripped apart everybody. He called out Newt Gingrich in the crowd. And he goes, well, I see Newt Gingrich is here, which means the check cleared. It was pretty good.
Oh, you know?
What?
I don't need to follow Mitt Romney's twits. I'll just follow everybody else's twits about Mitt Romney. Andy Borowitz says, it only cost Mitt Romney $76.6 million to defeat a serial adulterer and a mental patient in a sweater vest. Woohoo! Jess Dweck says, three people died off the coast of California in a tragic yacht accident. Mitt Romney sent his condolences to the yacht's family. That's amazing. Isn't it a wacky world we live in?
Well, you know, now it just gives everybody a voice. You know, everybody...
Does everybody deserve a voice?
Well, but we have freedom of speech.
I deserve a voice. I'm just saying.
It's part of that whole freedom of speech thing, John. It's all...
Yeah, you know what? That's one of our worst things. Just saying. I think we could do without that.
No, the right to bear arms is probably one of the worst things. Because it arms stupid shirts. People.
Well, that's kind of what Twitter does, too.
Well, I know, but at least you can't kill somebody with 140 characters. You can kill somebody if
you can if you hit them with a typewriter.
All right, fair enough.
Ike Barinholtz says, I'd like to see a movie where a tiny Asian girl protects Jason Statham. That would be funny.
Yeah, I could see that. So now you're just reading random tweets?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're doing?
Yes. The Kardashians will get $40 million to keep doing their TV show. That's a dollar for every arm hair.
Kim Kardashian was at the correspondent dinner last night in Washington. Is that weird?
Was she really?
Yeah. Because Jimmy Kimmel
was
made
Kanye
a joke.
Was Kanye there with her?
I don't know. Jimmy Kimmel, he made a joke that this time last year, there was an operation going on during the correspondence dinner to kill Osama bin Laden. And he goes, the president just sent a black basketball team to the Kardashian compound to keep them occupied.
Oh, poor Kardashians.
No, not poor Kardashians. They deserve everything they get.
No, they don't. $40 million?
Well, no, not that, but all the abuse that they get is well deserved.
Yeah, and they're just saying.
Okay, well, you cut out for all that, so I'll just cut that out of the show.
What was that?
What?
That? Hmm?
Huh?
What?
Never mind. Keep going.
Sorry, I lost my edge.
But you're a good person, John.
I'm an amazing person, damn it. I am a successful person. I am going to take time for myself today.
Yeah.
I already told myself I'm not going to wear shoes for 24 hours.
Well, you're sitting there in a bathrobe, so.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
So it's all about you today. Is that what you're saying?
It is. This is my day. I'm going to motivate. I'm going to listen to some music. I'm going to complain about people. It's pretty much like every other day.
Oh, there you go. Just take an extra 8 minutes for yourself.
Yes. An extra 8 minutes to walk on the coals. You know what? I think I'll do? I think I'll like microwave a Pop-Tart and walk across it. That would motivate me and I'd be all set to go.
Well, there you go.
All set. Yeah, I think that's awesome.
I think you should just start a fire at the pool at the apartment complex, and when people start coming out, say, no, 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 we're going to motivate you to walk across these.
Yeah, but you know, then the Pakistani neighbors are going to come out and try to cook a ghost. That's kind of scary.
You have Pakistani neighbors now?
Oh, this is the United Colors of Benetton, buddy. I got Romanians, Slovakians, Croatians, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, Dominicans, Guatemalans, lions, tigers, bears.
Oh, my.
Those creepy little Japanese girls who do acrobatics at SeaWorld.
Are they still there?
Oh, there's a new bunch of them.
Do they still jog down the road?
I haven't seen them lately.
No?
Oh. Oh, speaking of motivation, that's a great picture your wife just posted.
Oh, jeez. I'll look at it later.
Oh, no, you should look at it now.
Oh, why?
Oh, because it might become evidence in the divorce trial.
Oh, jeez. All right. Wax poetic for a second so I can look this up.
Wax poetic. Okay.
Read some tweets.
I read some tweets. Hey. Well, you know that Matthew Morrison was at the D.C. White House Correspondents' Dinner. I'm sure everybody was looking for him, right? You know him.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, what else? Hey, you know, now that Dick Clark is gone, I really hope that, like, the food at the Dick Clark American Bandstand restaurant in the hotel terminal doesn't start going downhill. That would just be the ultimate slap in his face.
The picture you're referring to, would that be the one of my daughter?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
It's an awesome picture. I love it.
I guess my daughter climbed into our dog's kennel and then shut the door.
Yes.
Well, you know.
That's the best way to travel with kids. They're not jumping up and down.
Oh, there you go. Oh, my. Okay. All right.
That's great. It's things that happen when you're not home anymore, huh?
Yeah, I know. All changes in a week. All changes in a week.
That's right. You'll get everything back into shape.
That's right. I will.
So what else is going on?
Not too much.
Yeah?
Yeah. I have cable television again, so I have more than 3 channels.
Ooh!
Yeah.
You can catch up on Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment 2B.
Well, you know what's really weird? Like Comcast is the provider, and since, you know, they're not a sponsor or anything, I guess I can talk about them. The installer showed up yesterday to inform me that under Comcast rules, he can only turn on one like cable outlet in the house. That for each additional room, you have to turn on separately and you have to pay for. And I was like, I've never had a cable service where, like, each room was a different bill.
Yeah, that's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, and if I want basic cable in each room, I have to go and I have to get a box.
For each room?
For each room, yeah. It's like, fuck that. It's like, that's just really weird. I'd never heard of that before. Usually, once the cable's on in the house, you can hook up as however many TVs as you want. And then, I don't know, it was just weird.
Wacky.
But now I have like 600 channels and there's still nothing on.
Yes. We now have the Arabic channel. It's interesting.
You do?
Yes.
Is that like Al Jazeera or?
No, it's the U.S. Arabic channel. Whatever that means.
Oh, okay. I also think that Comcast, the cable lineup is a little strange. They have certain channels in standard definition, but they don't have them in high definition.
Okay.
So, like, BBC America, I can only get in standard definition. And I know for a fact that BBC America has a high def version.
Right.
And, you know, it's just like, well, what about people who want to, like, watch something other than Real Housewives or Jersey Shore or any of that crap.
Do you really want to see Snooki in high def?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, but I would like to watch some BBC America in high def.
Why?
Because
why?
I want to watch Doctor Who in high def.
Oh, I thought you were like a big Graham Norton fan.
No.
Waiting for the next Hugh Grant interview. So I'd be worried.
I want to see if BBC America is showing the Penn and Teller show that they shot over there.
Oh.
The Penn and Teller Fool Us, where like amateur magicians come and try to...
Fool you?
Well, they try to fool Penn and Teller, and if they do, they get to come to Las Vegas and open for them.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. Fooling people's fun.
I've taken in a lot of Penn and Teller over the last week.
Have you really?
Yeah. I'm on a Penn and Teller...
Penn and Teller kick. Well, I mean, they're in the news right now.
Are they? For what?
Well, because Penn was on Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
And Teller's involved in a lawsuit.
Yeah, because somebody's doing a trick that's similar to his.
It's not that he's doing a trick similar to his. It's that he's trying to sell a trick that's similar to his.
Oh, he's trying to sell it. Okay.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can understand that if you work on something for 35 years and you have it perfected and then somebody tries to sell it to somebody. Yeah, I'd be pretty pissed.
Yeah, but how do you interview the guy who doesn't talk in court?
He does talk, though. You've never heard him talk?
Yes, I have heard him talk.
There's a special that's on Netflix, like the Penn and Teller Mystery Tour or something, where they go to Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And Teller talks a whole lot in that. It's just a shtick.
Just a shtick?
Just a shtick.
Oh, do you have OWN?
Let me see. I don't know. Hang on. Let me look at the channel lineup. Not in HD. Let's see.
Oh.
We have the Inspiration Network, though.
Oh, well, that's good.
Oxygen, I don't think we do. Well, okay, that's 1 point in favor of Comcast.
Oh, but see, if you had it right now, you could turn it on.
To what? What's on? What are you watching?
Well, it's Oprah and Tony Robbins live from New York, living fearlessly. Because you know, Chris, great things do not happen within your comfort zone.
I believe that. I would say that there's probably truth in that.
Yes.
You have to take a chance in order to, you know. Actually, we do get OWN. Hang on.
Oh, you are so lucky.
Hang on. Let me see. Oprah's Life Class, the tour?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's in a commercial right now, so hang on.
Did a trolley just go by?
Yes.
Yes. Folks, this is the best podcast ever, isn't it?
Someday what we're going to need to do is we're going to have to sit down with a TV show and like do a commentary and then put that out there for when they do repeats.
Oh, there you go.
Do like a special episode where we like something big, you know.
Like One Tree Hill? That would be fun.
I wasn't thinking One Tree Hill, but okay.
Two Tree Hill?
You know, something.
Something?
Something that a lot of people watch, you know.
Glee!
Oh, God. You're going to make me sit through Glee.
You know, you should have sat through the Whitney Houston episode.
Why?
Because it was just bad. Glee has basically become the Brady Bunch Variety Hour with the arrogance to think that they're scripted.
Oh, it's one of those. It's just... Because in the beginning, it was like all different songs, and now they do like...
Well, there was a Whitney Houston episode. There was a Michael Jackson episode.
Right. They do a Rocky Horror Picture Show episode.
They did a Rocky Horror Picture Show episode. Over two episodes, they did West Side Story. Yes. You know, I'm looking at Tony Robbins right now.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to see the bolts in his neck.
He is a big Frankenstein-looking motherfucker, isn't he?
I think he should be talking like Andre the Giant. And then I ate the dwarf.
He is just
looking at Oprah.
You think
like she's a big old ham.
You think those teeth are real? You think he's had work done? Think those are like caps, veneers?
Oh, they gotta be. They look like dentures. He's scary. I think I'd be motivated to leave the room. Like, I'm going to put a stop on my check,
okay,
and I'll be done now.
It's been a long time since I've seen Oprah.
Yes. Oprah has given up.
I was just about to say, she looks like she's stopped trying.
The queen of motivation has given up. Yes. You know, remember when she came out hauling that red wagon full of fat, saying, "This was me. I was hauling this around." Well, you still are, except now it's in your ass.
She's got big old arms. Look at those things. Holy crap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big old cotton-picking arms.
John.
What?
Stop.
What? What? You know, Oprah could be my magical Negro.
Oh, jeez. It was only a matter of time, I guess.
Yes.
I think you did mention her on that episode, so.
I just think it's, there you go. You know, you can dream it, you can do it, you can do anything except be thin.
Well, maybe she's just not trying hard enough.
I'm not sure. I wonder what the baby of Tony Robbins and Oprah would look like.
The chick from Precious.
Oh, look at the size of that butt. Oprah, sit down. Dear God. Her chair's going, "Oh, thank God, I get 8 minutes for me."
Oh my God, she's got a funky shape now.
She does. That's the 50 pounds of Oprah in a 10-pound dress. Oh, don't, Oprah, don't do that. You're going to hurt somebody. Oh, that's awesome.
So she gives up a successful show to start her own network that's failing miserably.
Yes.
So she programs it with motivational shows.
Oh, yeah. Sunday is an entire day of motivational shows. I'm serious. It's called Oprah's Life Class.
But they got rid of Rosie.
Well, come on. Was Butch doing anything? I mean, even the gays weren't watching her show. Come on.
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah. Good times.
You think she came up with the name Own? You think it was just a happy coincidence that it spelled out Own? Or do you think her ego is just out of control?
Well, it's the Oprah Winfrey Network.
I know, but I mean, how deliberate do you think that was? Because really, if you're in it to...
Win it?
If you're in it to just have good programming and have another channel, do you name it after yourself? How much ego do you think is there?
Well, she's been in the business for 30 years.
Yeah.
I don't think she makes a lot of her own decisions. I think her, you know, the people behind her who are paying for the chicken and waffles are kind of saying, "Okay, you're going to do this next."
When you think, oh, there's a nice shot of the teleprompter.
And her ass.
Wow. Wow, this really de-evolved.
It did. It did. So what else is new?
No,
not much.
Not much.
Yeah.
Start out strong, end up talking about Oprah.
Well, you know, Lady O, she's quite an influence on people.
Yeah, I mean, she's got that magazine where she's been on every single cover. You know, how egotistical is that?
It's her magazine.
I know, but put somebody else on the cover.
Why?
Does Martha Stewart Living have her on every single cover?
Well, no, but that's... See? Martha Stewart's not selling Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart is selling a lifestyle.
Are you sure?
Oprah's product is Oprah.
Hmm.
Come on down and buy the Oprah. That's all there is to it.
And you might get a new car?
If you got a coupon, you get a 50% off an Oprah. Just the way it is.
Who dresses her? Who does her hair, her makeup? They should be shot.
Very angry gay men. Actually, if you should do a search once we're off the air for RuPaul's Drag Race and look up Latrice.
Latrice?
Latrice. Latrice.
Okay, who is he? Give us a look.
He's a big, fat, old black drag queen. And he looks like Oprah on steroids.
Oh. That's scary.
It is scary. It is scary.
I don't even know if I'd want to look that up. No wonder Stedman didn't want to marry her.
But isn't he still around?
I'm sure he is. Would you unhitch yourself from that gravy train?
What the... I think it's more of a chuck wagon.
You think he calls her Cookie?
Cookie. Mm-hmm.
She's his chocolate chip cookie. Oh. Well, I think that we've offended enough again for 1 week.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Because we could just sit and watch this episode of Oprah's Life Class and comment on it.
No, that's not the episode that I want to do.
Really? Because she it's all about making peace with the past. So, you know, I'm just saying, Chris, if you make peace with the past, if you do what you love, if you walk on fire, if you believe in yourself, and you put your family first, you'll be a success.
Okay.
And if you need to hear that again, it's $10,000.
I'll just play back the recording. It's all right.
Well, actually, the recording has been coded. So if you do play it back, you'll actually just hear...
Okay.
Which is also the title of Whitney Houston's new album. Followed by Gurgle Gurgle.
Okay, well, if you want to send John some hate mail, you can do it at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter @dancemonkeypod. Go check out the websites. Listen to the other 48 episodes that we've done. We're closing in on 52.
We rock!
We're going to have to do something big for the year anniversary.
52. I think live on podcast, we should walk on fire and then get waterboarded.
Okay. We'll try to work that out.
Okay.
So drop us a line. Go to iTunes, rate us, subscribe to the podcast. That way, when a new one comes out, it just automatically downloads to your machine. You don't have to actually do anything.
How convenient is that?
I know, isn't it?
Isn't technology great?
It is.
I mean, first of all, you can make a hot dog in 30 seconds, and now you can automatically download our podcast.
That's right.
That's amazing.
That's right. So tell your friends, tell your family, get them to listen. Rate
tell
us.
Tell your enemies.
Yeah, that's right. Rate us on iTunes. All that kind of stuff shoots us up the charts, and then that way other people listen. And then, you know, we can get more people on the bandwagon.
That's right. Or the chuck wagon.
Or the chuck wagon. So until next week, this is Chris.
John.
Have a good week.
I hope Oprah and Gail can get married one day.